I'm Jocelyn Aspa with the Investing News Network. Joining me today at PDEC is mercenary geologist Mickey Phelp. Thank you for joining me today, Mickey.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jocelyn.
It's been an interesting few weeks for the gold price, and comments made by the Federal Reserve alluding to interest rates being raised have pushed it lower. Why is market uncertainty a positive for the gold price?
Market uncertainty is always good for the gold price, and the fact that gold's a safe haven, an insurance policy against financial calamity. So when the world is in turmoil or economic distress, that's always positive for gold.
Many have said that the gold price will thrive under a Trump presidency, but at times it has been the complete opposite. What will drive the gold price higher this year?
A weaker U.S. dollar is probably the biggest factor. If you look since the Trump presidency, and we've done that, in October the correlation of gold and the U.S. dollar was essentially did not exist. As soon as Trump was elected, that inverse correlation coefficient, became somewhere between 0.92 and 0.97, with 1.0 being perfect. So for the last month or so, the correlation has eased off again. But certainly, I think the U.S. dollar, anytime Trump kind of stirs up the pot, if you will, gold will react one way or the other, usually to the upside. So.
Gold reached its highest levels of almost $2,000 per ounce in 2011. Do you think we'll see the gold price reach that level anytime in the next few years?
Oh, boy, that's a tough question. I tend not to make long-term predictions because they're fraught with difficulty and usually wrong. But I feel confident that the price of gold will end the year higher than it started the year. I think we're personally a long ways from $1,900 gold again. If that would happen, it would imply that the world's in economic turmoil, and I don't think it's going that way, especially with a Trump presidency and infrastructure build out in the U.S. and the U.S. basically getting back to business.
Investors typically flock to gold during times of economic uncertainty. What case can be made for investors to consider gold stocks instead?
Well, there's not a lot of correlation between gold and gold stocks. I mean, gold stocks do well when the gold price goes up, but gold stocks are pure speculation. Even the major gold miners did not return profits to their shareholders during the period of 2003 to 2014, arguably the greatest gold bull market in history. So you look at gold stocks merely as speculative ventures with a positive correlation to the gold price.
On a separate note, you've said that 1997, and 2007 were peak years for the junior resource sector. What can we expect for the junior resource sector in 2017?
I'm very bullish on the junior resource sector this year, driven by higher commodity prices and the fact that hedge funds have moved en masse into commodities now. And once again, I'll bring up the Trump infrastructure build-out, which is going to create a lot of demand for industrial metals in the U.S., So I'm positive. I don't think that we will peak in 2017 as we did the previous three decades. I think the cycle's pushed out a bit, but all in all, I still think 7 is a lucky number.
Thanks, Mickey. Once again, I'm Jocelyn Aspa with the Investing News Network.
Thanks a lot, Jocelyn.